My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast with the weekly horoscope, where I'll actually be talking about this big transit we're happening of Saturn going retrograde all the way until October. So it starts this Sunday, May 23rd, and it goes until October 11th, 2021. And I'll talk all about what that means, and it's a big, significant transit. It happens every year, so it's not the most unusual transit, but it is a big turning point in the year. So as always, if you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can check out quietmindastrology.com or you can get your free birth chart. You want to know where Capricorn is in your chart, look for that number 10, and that is the sign of Capricorn. And by transit, you can imagine Saturn is there in your birth chart. For example, if you got that number 10 in the top diamond of your birth chart, that's Capricorn rising. So this is affecting all aspects of yourself, a big transit for Capricorn risings or wherever it is in your chart. This is obviously a very significant transit. So you can get your free birth chart at quietmindastrology.com. You can also schedule a reading and join the Vedic Astrology membership. Right now, we're going through all of the moon through the signs there. So Saturn in Capricorn, what does that represent? Well, we've had it going on now since early 2020, and we've seen what happens. So that happens every 30 years. So it's not always this dramatic. What makes it so intense is because Pluto has joined it, and it came there last year, did some retrograde. Now it's going to stay there for the next 19 years, and that hasn't happened all the way since the American Revolution, and the French Revolution happened at that time as well, around 1776. So this is a big, big transformative time for all things to do with our government structures, finances, corporations, what sort of positions of power there are in the world. And Capricorn represents those structures and those positions of power and leadership and authority. Now, Saturn being in Capricorn on its own, if we just took away the fact that Pluto is there bringing about massive upheaval and revolutions, just Saturn in Capricorn and what this retrograde represents for you as it goes back, this is a placement of being hardworking. Saturn represents hard work and discipline. It represents service and being a servant to others. And ideally, our government officials are public servants. That's what their appointed role is. But there is a whole lot of stuff going on under the surface, behind the scenes, the Pluto in the shadows and the unconscious and lobbyists and all sorts of backdoor deals and things going on that are affecting those government positions. And they're not always in the service of the public, in the best interest of the public. So that can bring some hardships and difficulties upon society and the structures of society all throughout the world. And we see that in different ways and different levels all throughout the world right now. So on a personal level, I always want to bring it back to the personal level. What can you do? Saturn rewards hard work and discipline, patience, solitude, time and silence. And of course, if you've been listening to every week, thank you. And you've heard me harp on this a lot. But it's just the nature of this Saturn transit. It is challenging. And it's testing us to be more disciplined, more structured, more patient. Come back to that inner voice of stillness and quiet within ourselves, that still, quiet voice within that always knows, the one who knows within. And I always say when I teach yoga, bowing the mind to the heart is how we end the practice, bowing the thinking mind to the feeling and knowing heart. The need to figure everything out, to have all the answers, to know everything, that part of us that comes up, that sort of, it's really what fear is. Fear is not knowing what to expect. So I feel unsettled and unsafe because I don't know what to expect. And Saturn represents fear. It's this instability, this ungroundedness, this worry of like, what could possibly go wrong? This could happen, that could happen, I don't know. Especially you add the dark energy of Pluto, which can be scary, not necessarily, but it can be. So that together can bring out some fears and unconscious fears, subconscious fears, where we don't even have words for it. We just feel it. And we just panic. And we've seen that so many ways throughout the past year. You know, suddenly everybody's buying all the toilet paper. And like, why? Where did that come from? Right? It's just this survival need, right? Toilet paper is something to do with our root chakra and survival. So it's like, I got to survive, make sure I've got what I need to survive. And so the toilet paper sells out right away. And, you know, things like that, that are irrational fears will come up during this transit in many different ways. And basic needs not being met. And there's a lot of very practical, real ways that is happening. So to deal with that, we sit in stillness and find more of the earth grounded quality to meet that irrational or uncertainty, that sort of fear-based thinking, and get more into our hearts. And in our hearts, we want to give and serve. And the nature of love is that there's always more to give. When you're expressing love to your family, and you, like if you have children, if you have a family that you're close to, or friends or partners you're close to, when you express love, it's infinite energy, right? You've experienced that, and you never run out. And it's just the more you give, the more you have to give. And there's no scarcity. There's nothing to worry about when you're loving unconditionally. And that gets us out of the fear of Saturn and more into our hearts. So as we go through this retrograde period now, it's this time of reflecting over the past 6 months or so of where have we given into fear? Where have we denied our ability to love and to serve others and to love and serve ourselves and get back in touch with that? What structures have we put in place? And of course, all of the structures around the world have changed significantly through this transit. And that's what Pluto does. It's associated with earthquakes as well. And those of you in the mentorship, I showed you all this history of how earthquakes are correlated with Pluto transits. It's ground shaking. It's foundational shaking. And that is unstable. And that dysregulates our nervous systems. And that brings about fear. So that can happen, and our systems have been shaken up. Our foundation has been shaken to the core over this past transit since Saturn's been in Capricorn early last year. And so now what has come of that, right? We kind of shaken up the snow globe, and now this retrograde period, we let the snow and the snow globe sort of settle down and fall in its new place of like, okay, well, do I want to keep working from home? Do I want to change my lifestyle? Do I want to move to a different home? That's foundational stuff. What relationships do I want to change? Who have I become through this transit? And how have I become more in alignment with what structures matter to me? Maybe you like to get up at a certain time, sleep at a certain time, eat certain ways. These foundational basic things are all coming up for review. And there's a saying of the Saturn return. Now, this is just the saying about the 30s in general, but Saturn return happens around age 30 for everybody. That your first 30 years, you make your habits. The next 30 years, your habits make you. Well, over this past year or so, we've made a lot of new habits. And now those new habits are shaping the next year or so of our lives. And which habits do we want to keep or change or discard? And that's all up for review now, especially because we're going to have the Mercury retrograde at the end of this month and a Mercury retrograde towards the end of this Saturn retrograde. So it's basically bookmarked with these Mercury retrogrades. And Mercury, our intellect, buddhi, so the thinking mind, again, is not so sharp right now. And it's very important that we get more into our hearts. And for me personally, I'll just share, like, I've had some significant decisions come up recently. And in my head, I'm just not clear, right? And I'm very much connected to the Mercury energy. My chart has a lot of Mercury in it. And the thinking is very strong in me, and that's one of my sort of strengths. And we all have our different strengths. But the thinking is usually very strong, but with this transit, we're getting into the Saturn retrograde and Mercury retrograde. It's not quite here yet, but it's coming up, and my thinking is not fully clear. So if your thinking is not fully clear right now, get more into your heart and listen within to your heart and that still, quiet voice that can only really be found when you sit in stillness and meditation. I'm a big fan of David Lynch, the filmmaker, director. He has a great book called Catching the Big Fish, if you've never heard of that. He teaches transcendental meditation, which is not what I practice, but I know a lot of people love it and think it's great and it's awesome. So he teaches transcendental meditation, and he has this metaphor of catching the big fish. And he describes his meditation process like sitting and fishing and letting the reel go down deeper and deeper and deeper to catch those bigger fish towards the bottom of the water. And if you don't take that time to wait, you're not going to catch those bigger fish. You're just going to get the small surface fish. And I'm not a fisher either, so I don't know how true. I think that's true. I think that's how it works. But that's kind of the metaphor he uses in the book. And it resonates for me. And that's, I've done a lot of meditation retreats and different experiences where I sit for days and days just sitting in meditation. And those are profound, life-changing moments. And I know at least one of the listeners out there who I did a reading for, Annalise, if you're listening, I know you did your own sort of at-home Vipassana meditation. You did a sort of, I think, a couple of days of just sitting at home and just meditating with a friend. So if you can't get out to a retreat center, if you can't go to some place to meditate like this, having a time for yourself where you can sit in stillness and lower your reel, essentially, and catch those deeper, bigger fish, those deeper thoughts, those bigger realizations that only come from more time in sitting and being with it. Right? You could sit and meditate for a minute, and that's going to be one experience. 10 minutes is another experience. 8 to 10 hours is a very different experience. 8 to 10 days, like the Vipassana retreat, 10 days, if you ever do one of those, that's a very different experience. And those are like life-changing, foundational, Pluto, Capricorn, Saturn kind of energies. So if you're looking for that, if you're like, what am I doing? Where should I go? What should I focus on? Some sort of deeper meditation practice is what Saturn really, really rewards. It rewards patience, being in stillness, perseverance, and sort of making it through the difficulties and hardships. Because Saturn just keeps bringing us these difficult, challenging experiences. And it doesn't end. It'll move on through Capricorn to Aquarius, and we'll get different challenges with our society and environment. And we'll probably be hearing a lot more about the climate crisis when Saturn goes into Aquarius, and a lot more about environmental concerns, because that's Aquarius stuff, and that's Saturn bringing difficulties and challenges there. So it's never going to end. So we can't change that external, what happens externally, what's happening in the environment and society and politics. If you work in these fields, yes, you have an influence. But as a, on a personal level, we always start from our own self-practice. And how can I be of service to the people immediately around me? How can I give in some way to them? How can I express unconditional love and compassion for myself? How can I bring more of these positive Saturn qualities out in my life? Be hardworking, be disciplined, find time in stillness and contemplation, and that will increase our capacity to handle these challenges. And of course, this can bring a lot of challenges, a lot of discontent, fear, worry, instability, our foundations being shaken up. But over this next 6 months, hold steady, find an anchor, as I talked about way back at the beginning of this Saturn transit. Having a place to meditate regularly is very important. Like just one spot in your home, like that's where I sit and meditate. And when I need to go there, I can. It's like having a place that you can go to of your own for yourself and drop back into that stillness and quiet and essentially lower your reel metaphorically to catch those bigger realizations, those bigger insights and clarity. And I encourage you this weekend, if you can, have some time in stillness. And even better, have a daily practice of at least 10 minutes where you can sit in stillness. If you don't even have that, at least one breath. But as the saying goes, if you don't have time to meditate, then you need to meditate longer. And the Dalai Lama would say, you know, I don't have 10 minutes to meditate. It's like, okay, well, you need 2 hours then. Right? Because that sort of anxious, worried part of ourself has taken over and it's running the show and saying, there's not enough time, there's not enough time. And that is sort of the worst expression of this Saturn transit. The best expression is, I have infinite time. I have this deep reserve of stillness, power, compassion, love inside of me. And if that means having to completely change my plans every 5 minutes because maybe something's happening with your kids or your family and your structures are completely being torn apart, you have an inner foundation within yourself that can never be taken away. And I always come back to Viktor Frankl, such a powerful teacher who suffered through the Holocaust and wrote his book, Man's Search for Meaning, which was originally titled, in his language, Nevertheless, Say Yes to Life. So even through this terrible, horrible circumstance, he found an inner reserve of power. And that's what he talks about in that book. Of the people who did the best in that terrible situation found their sort of inner patience and inner power of just being able to persevere through the hardships. And we're very fortunate to not have nearly as difficult circumstances now, but there are challenges and there are obstacles, and they are testing us to strengthen that inner reserve. Just like if you ever do any strength training, you want to lift heavier weights. You want to challenge yourself and reach failure and not give up. And that's how we get stronger. And the muscle says, okay, well, I need to adapt to this stimulus and get stronger. This is what Saturn is telling us with government structures, finances, jobs, employment, the economy, all of the things that have been affected, health, wellness, these financial institutions, all these things that have been affected through the COVID, they're all being strengthened within ourselves and within our society and within people who want to make positive changes in these ways. And we can and we will. And I think that a big part of that comes from having time and stillness and quiet to center in it. So unfortunately, there's no magic pill you can buy. There's no special course you can do. Even doing a 10-day Vipassana, it's like, you know, you can do those for free. You can donate any amount you want to go to those retreats. I have no affiliation with them. You can donate $1,000 or $10,000 if you want. Whatever you want to donate, that's up to you. Or you can just sit at home and do it for free, like our listener did that I mentioned with her friend, and just have the time where I'm just going to turn off my phones. I'm going to not do anything online. I'm just going to be in stillness and quiet, eat 3 meals a day, and meditate the rest of the day and do that for myself. It's just no substitute for hard work. As I've talked about with Saturn so many times, that's one of the main phrases to remember. If you're feeling stressed, challenged, sort of beaten down by this, as we review over the next 6 months, the Saturn transit, how can you find your inner stillness, inner quiet, and inner power, and touch into that and let that drive you forward? And review the lessons that you've learned. If you like to journal, write about it. If you like to talk about it. If you have talk therapy, great. Or some sort of support group, great. But some way of processing this past 6 months. This is a massive collective trauma, really, that's happened. So some way of processing it over this next 6 months, and really maybe just this weekend, maybe the next 2 weeks. We're going into the lunar eclipse next week, and you might already be feeling that. That is a massive turning point, and that's going to be a big episode next week when we talk about the lunar eclipse. And then Mercury goes retrograde that weekend as well. So we're in this big time of going through a big portal of transformation. And a big part of that is, what have you learned through all of this, and how do you want to grow and move forward? And having those deeper anchors and that deeper commitment to your version of hard work, which might be being a loving parent. It might be a certain business that you're running. There's many ways it can look. It might be certain practices you have that you're committed to. But your version of persevering and doing your hard work and your part in your life to not let the fear win, not let the worry win, not let your foundation be totally destroyed, because you have a deeper inner foundation that cannot be affected by anything external. That's what yoga gives us. That's what meditation gives us. And if you want yoga practices, you can check out the Quiet Mind Yoga membership or the yoga podcast, where I get free classes. I now have a free 7-day membership for the Quiet Mind Yoga, so you can go to quietmind.yoga and check that out. I also have a free 7-day membership for the Vedic Astrology membership. So if you want to join us tomorrow, we're doing a live lesson on Zoom, going in the moon through the signs over the next several weeks. So you can join us for that study group to learn more about Vedic Astrology at quietmindastrology.com. And there's now a 7-day free trial if you're a new member. And hope you found this helpful. And I hope you have some time to meditate this weekend. If you'd like to share or have questions about this, you can reach out on Instagram at Quiet Mind Astrology on Instagram. Follow us there. You can see the new updates and share about anything that you're learning about astrology or questions you'd like me to cover in future episodes. And thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And I look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology podcast.